This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 296 for Monday, March 10th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market plummeted after China announced late Friday it will place 100% tariffs on Canadian canola oil, meal, and peas, as well as a 25% duty on Canadian aquatic products and pork. The tariffs are retaliation for those placed by Canada on Chinese-made electric vehicles, steel, and aluminum last year. Chicago's oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were also down. Meanwhile, crude oil was lower due to tariff uncertainty and planned output hikes from OPEC. The Canadian dollar was down 0.4 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The May canola contract was down $40 per ton at $605 even. In the United States, corn and wheat were up, while soybeans were down. Ahead of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's monthly supply-demand estimates to be released tomorrow, the trade expects 2024-25 U.S. corn carryout to be cut by 24 million bushels at 1.54 billion. 1.819 million tons of U.S. corn were shipped for export during the week ended March 6th, a marketing year high. Total exports this marketing year are at 29.078 million, 33% more than 1 year ago. Argentina's production forecast may be lowered by 1 million tons at 49 million, while Brazil's would be raised 70,000 tons at 126.07 million. AgRural estimated Brazil's Safrinha corn crop was 92% planted as of March 6th. Additional 15% tariffs on U.S. corn and wheat going into China were put into effect today. The May corn contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.72. The trade expects the USDA to leave ending stocks for U.S. soybeans unchanged at 380 million bushels. The Brazilian soybean crop is 61% harvested, up 6 points from a year ago. Meanwhile, the Brazilian production estimate would rise by 180,000 tons at 169.18 million, and Argentina's would be down 120,000 tons at 48.88 million. 844,218 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped for export last week, with marketing year exports at 38.44 million, 9.6% above last year. The Chinese have implemented an additional 10% tariff on U.S. soybean imports. The May soybean contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.14. The trade is looking at a 3 million bushel increase in U.S. wheat ending stocks at 797 million bushels. World ending stocks would be up 200,000 tons from last month at 257.8 million. A lowly 216,713 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for export last week, with marketing year exports now at 15.85 million, 17.8% above last year. The Southern Plains should see high temperatures surpassing 20 degrees Celsius this week. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.63. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.79. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.03. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, March 10th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.